cut off the part of the top and
green onion.
Yeah. And how about these large beans that you take out of the pod?
Butter beans.
Uh huh. They're yellow.
What do you butter bean or llama bean, but they're.
How do you prepare those before you cook them?
Well, you just shell them and wash them and put them on to cook, and then season them with. You can put meat in them, but I think they're much better cream and butter. Mm-hmm. And make a kind of a white sauce for them, like you do the new little potatoes when you cook them in. First began to grow under the vines.
How about these beans that you serve in the pod? What do you call those?
Well, they're just green beans.
And the tops and root vegetables that you might eat?
Well, turnips and...
Yeah, things like that.
Things like that. We had those in the fall, of course.
How about the tops? What do you call those?
Oh, greens. Some of the southern people call that salad.
Uh-huh. A man said, well, we call them greens, except with poke, and that's poke salad. It wasn't poke salad, it was poke salad.
Yeah. Salad.
How about corn?
We don't grow corn much. It has to be taken care of so closely for the worms and everything. We just don't bother with it anymore. We get a very good breed of canned corn that's quite cheap, and we feel like with the frozen corn that we can buy out of food lockers, you know, and the canned corn, that we just don't need to mess with the corn growing anymore. Of course, when I used to can it, when I had a large family, we grew great an acre of it nearly. It makes a difference when you're cooking and buying for two people and when you have
oh, it does.
15 or 20.
I bet that's a transition too.
It is.
All your recipes have to be changed. When you used to get it from the field, what did you call it when you got it first? And
roasting ears.
Yeah. Was this
I don't know why they called it roasting ears, because
I just chug it roasted.
Very few people ever roasted it.
Oh,
that's
right. When I was a kid, chuck it and put it in the oven, let it get good and crisp and brown, and rub butter and salt on it, and it was real good eating.
Was this just any corn, or?
Yes, or sweet corn, mostly, but field corn. The field corn is good. You have to add some sugar.
Sweet corn is a variety, huh?
Yeah.
What do you call the outer covering on your corn?
Husks, shucks, corn chucks.
Uh-huh. Which did you call it as a girl?
Well, that's what we call it, I guess. Husks or shucks, either one.
One,
I
never
heard anything else.
And that stuff that sticks out of the end of the shuck?
That's the silk.
And that thing up on top of the stalk?
The tassel.
Uh-huh. Did you grow those vegetables, yellow, with a crooked neck?
Squash.
Uh-huh. How about berries?
Well, we used to grow lots of berries, but I don't anymore.
What kinds did you grow?
Blackberries and dewberries. We never did have any luck with strawberries. Mm-hmm. Here we tried to grow them for a time, but they never did produce much.
Did raspberries ever grow here?
I never did try any raspberries.
I said she don't like them. I always did think I always thought of raspberries and cream and sugar as good eating as I ever ate.
When I was a boy, I used to think raspberries were just out of this mm-hmm. room. Boy.
Black ones, you remember when they got ripe, it was black as blue, doesn't sound that good.
Pull them right off the bush, mm-hmm. pop them in your mouth, mm-hmm. feel them dissolve.
Now you came from Michigan, you had the blueberries up there, didn't you?
We didn't have them in southern Michigan.
Oh,
no.
You didn't?
My dad grew up in blueberry country.
Yeah.
They grew out in blueberry, but they were just little bitty old scrawny things. Pick all day for a bunch of BB-sized blueberries, mm-hmm. just full of